Okay, Thomas. Yeah, it can be a little tricky tuning that space station in with that Yagi, but I have a feeling you'll get it. And I don't know how familiar you are with satellite, but you want to turn your squelch off so you can hear static all the time. That way, you can kind of tell if you're getting close, because you might start to hear something, then you know you're going in the right direction, or if it starts getting quieter, you know you're in the wrong direction. But if you have your squelch on, you're not going to be able to notice that as easily. So, and then sometimes you have to even rotate the antenna, even upside down or horizontal versus vertical. The tapes, the oh, I can't think tonight. But anyway, turn it either, around and pointing it. So you'll figure it out. I've only done it a couple times, and I've only made one contact, but I've only tried one time. So, first time I tried, I got my first contact, and I stopped there. I was a winner, so I stopped. All right, Thomas, well, keep us informed how that's working for you. I'm glad at least you got into a repeater with it. So let us know when you make that contact, or at least hear the space station. That's a start. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. All right, we're back to Tom, KA9MDK. Tom, did you get that radio switched over?